You're listening to the Deep Purple Podcast, a fan podcast about one of the most legendary bands of all time, Deep Purple. We take a look at the music, history, and people behind the band Deep Purple and beyond. Welcome to the Deep Purple Podcast, bonus episode number 8. And in this episode, well, first of all, we're tacking on a little bit extra to our Coverdale page. We heard that, you know, our first almost 3-hour episode wasn't enough for you all, so we figured we'd set you up with a bonus episode here. So
Let me tell you, the first 3-hour episode was more than enough for us. Holy cow!
It's the episode that broke the show, really. I think, you know, afterwards, I put out a poll on Facebook. I was like, what do you guys think about the CD era, and should we do two? You know, it probably should have been 2 episodes. I just didn't think going into it, the combination of having a guest host, which adds more commentary, and just that album being almost an hour long, just really, it was a long one, but it was a ton of fun.
Yeah. It was a great episode. It was a lot of fun. It's just, you don't realize how much sitting down and like talking and reviewing about an album takes out of you. You think like, oh, I just have to sit here and talk, but it's like after a long day, no matter what you do, and then you sit there and you have to like mentally just kind of, keep expending yourself. It was just like, it was a lot to unpack.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't, you know, think, oh, what are you guys, wusses that you can't do this? You try sitting here and getting all this information wrong consistently week after week. It takes a lot out of you, man. But yeah, it was, after that episode, I was like, I went to bed. I was like, oh, like, luckily we had started early that night, 'cause otherwise we would have been up till like 2 a.m. But I went to bed and I was just like, I'm done. And then I was like, oh no, we never reviewed the album. We never gave our final reviews. So, right. Why don't you take us through with where the Coverdale Page album ended up?
Okay. So in terms of our ratings, so this, we'll do our combined rating with us was a 7.45. So, with you rating the album slightly higher than me, about, 0.27 points higher than me. So that's like, it's about a quarter.
I think it was largely on the strength of that, that last song that I really liked and nobody else did.
Yeah.
I just really like the riff.
Yeah. Yeah. But let me see. So, you give it a 3.59, 3.86. And surprisingly, Scott gave it a 3.50. So he gave it the lowest rating, which, you know, was kind of surprising because he's the biggest, like, like Zeppelin, Coverdale, Page fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's the one that of the three of us listened to this album the most and seemed to like it. But I think maybe that's kind of the futility of rating these things. Like when you actually start rating them, you look at it and you're like, I thought I liked that album more than I did. So an album is a collection of songs. If you look at each song and rate each song individually, it doesn't really tell you how your feelings on the album as a whole are and how they mesh together. So he also gave like historically low numbers to, what's the song there? Absolution Blues, Feeling Hot. He gave a 1.5. Take a Look at Yourself. He gave a 2. And Absolution Blues, he gave a 2. So, I mean, you and I don't,
we generally give ratings that low.
No, it's very rarely goes below a 3 for us, which kind of makes me wonder why we have those ratings, but
I think they get in the, which song was it, Getting Hot?
Feeling Hot. He really hated that
Feeling
one.
Hot, yeah.
And I liked it.
He really, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was okay. I thought it, like, just remembering to that, I remember it would have been a good Coverdale or Whitesnake song, but not really great for this. And I know that, like, that coupled with how it was out of place on the album and how he doesn't like songs about the boys.
The boys.
It was really did it for him. I mean, that made it really score low. But you know what? I think it's a lot of those albums, like, and actually it's funny where it rates on here, too, because it made me think of another album, which was Blackmore's Rainbow, which historically was like, I just remember like having playing it, like, you know, when I was in high school, like over and over, and like just really liking it. And then when you go back, especially albums like that, and you're just like, you see it from a different light, you know, maybe years later as an adult, whatever, you're like, well, this is kind of a problem or an issue or something, especially since, like, you know, I think when I got that album, like, I hadn't heard Rising, Long Live Rock and Roll, like all the other stuff that maybe I discovered later, or even new stuff. And, you know, everything changes your perspective, but
sure.
But on that note, some of the albums that this keeps company with, in ratings wise, like combined ratings for you and me, like a couple that are, below it, is the one right below it is Blackmore's Rainbow, gets a similar rating, a little bit lower. Dawn Explosion, Captain Beyond, Fireball. Mm-hmm. Play Me Out, Glenn Hughes, gets a little bit of a lower rating than that too. So that's just going back a few.
Well, like combined, my rating
combined,
is...
Combined, yeah.
Yeah, my rating.
The combined rating.
And my rating, it's funny because my rating is only a little higher for Play Me Out than this one.
Yeah. A few more than this, like the ones after Coverdale and Page that get a little bit higher of a rating is Teaser, Tommy Bolin, James Gang Bang, which is funny, the two Tommy Bolins, one after the other. Who Do We Think We Are? Mm-hmm. Well, that was
mostly for me.
Because of you. Clear Air Turbulence and In Rock, and then Captain Beyond's debut. So yeah, that's just like kind of like where it falls, which I kind of think makes some sense. I think it was especially interesting, the Blackmore's Rainbow connection. Rainbow connection.
Someday you'll find it.
Considering what I just said about, how you feel about albums. Like, I feel like maybe I felt like that album, how, you know, maybe we thought Scott would have thought about that album. But, you know, just because you listen to it over and over doesn't mean you necessarily love it.
Yeah. And it's like I said, like I only rated Play Me Out like a tiny fraction, a little bit higher than Coverdale Page. But most days of the week, if you ask me, like basically I'd have to be in the right mood to put on Coverdale Page. Play Me Out, I would listen to that any day. Like, that's one of my go-tos. So
the
numbers don't always tell the tale. And I also find that some of the shorter albums and the longer albums can both be skewed because of the number of songs. And like we saw with Scott, sure, he gave out a couple fives, but he gave out a couple of twos. I didn't give out any fives and I didn't give out any twos. And, you know, my overall rating is higher. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it too. If you have a shorter album with less songs and there's less stuff on there for you to rate, you know, either, you know, high or low. Yeah. So in terms of, combined ratings,
with a guest host,
the highest for a guest host, our highest combined rating with the guest host was Chris L. With Difficult to Cure. And
no, that's our lowest.
Hmm?
That's our lowest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lowest. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. The lowest. Yeah. So, which means that Scott comes in
second
lowest combined rating. Chris L giving us our
10.95 for combined.
Right. Right. We were all kind of, he liked that one the most, but I think you and me kind of dragged that one down. You mostly, actually.
What, Rainbow? The Difficult to Cure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we knew that he liked that one best, and there's an example of, you know, somebody that historically liked an album best, and, you know, the proof is in the ratings. But again,
the ratings overall for Difficult to Cure weren't too far off, 3.44, 3.61, right. 3.50. So
right,
pretty close.
But like we always say, I mean, you know, take the ratings for what they are. I mean, you know, there are songs where after episodes I've listened to albums and I've just been like, why did I rate this so low?
Yeah.
Usually it's so low. It's never so, like, I never regret rating something so high, but a lot of times I'm like, why did I not think this was good?
Yeah.
So on some of my favorite podcasts, they always ask, so what is your favorite, you know, this song, you know, by whatever band today? And I think that
yeah,
you know, a lot of times is true. This is like today, like this couldn't be my favorite song or album, but tomorrow I could just be all about it.
Oh, for sure. So,
but yeah, anyways, there we go. There's our ratings.
All right. And then after the episode, you know, because we were still up for more punishment, apparently, we decided to, because we had talked about in the episode, actually watch the video for, was it Take Me for a Little While? Was that the?
Yeah.
We watched that video, and then we also watched Robert Plant doing
Shake My Tree
live. So we kind of watched those two videos, and just mostly to watch it. And we had a little bit of commentary about them afterwards, or during, I mean, I should say.
Well, yeah, we figured like, hey, we're fried. You want to do this? We're like, hey, we're all still here.
Let's just sit. Let's just sit down and watch this video, because it's quite a sight to behold. So if you want to see us talk about if you're familiar with the video, you can listen. And if you want to see the actual video while we're doing it, you can check out our YouTube. Well, actually, it's YouTube is banning the video portion, so you might have to check us out on whatever link we put up on social media for probably our CocoScope channel or something, if you're that desperate to see us do it. If not, you can also just look up the video on YouTube and check it out. Or hey, it's a bonus episode. You can just say, screw these guys, I'm not gonna listen to this one. That's what the bonus episodes are for. So without further ado, here is our discussion with Scott while watching the Coverdale Page videos.
Enjoy.
All right, so should I play this video?
play this video, and if you guys are in any way interested, we gotta watch the Robert Plant doing Shake My Tree, because it's really fucking great.
I think we should see that.
I can cue that one up next. Let's see here.
You guys are up for it.
Robert Plant.
Yeah. Shake, well, I'm closing at work tomorrow, so I am free. I can stay up however long.
Nice.
I'm going in a little bit later, so it's no big deal. Let
me see if I can. Nate's like, I'm just going in later.
I'm not working at all.
Hey. Hey. Oh. Thanks, COVID.
Thanks, COVID.
All right, so let's do this. Yeah, it's a good thing we started early tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right? you called that one, Nate, because we started we hopped on at 8:30.
As soon as I saw the length of the album, I was like, nah, we're gonna have to
I didn't realize you really go through every song by song, and we do a listen. Had I known that when you said 10:30, I would have been like,
"Yeah, not gonna happen." Dude.
Or I just would have planned accordingly. But I've already called the audible. I'm staying at the rehearsal space.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's see. Where is this song? Okay, where the hell is it? All right, here we go.
So what are we doing? Watching this video?
Yeah, we're going to watch the video for Take Me for a Little While.
It's really, yeah. wait till you see what Coverdale's up to in this video.
What he's up to.
I already love it.
All right, here we go. Yeah, what do you call that kind of guitar? Like, it's like
extra as fuck.
Insane. Absurd.
I mean, that can't be really what he's playing. It's just got to be for show, right?
Makes no sense to me, but
the candle turns into a shirtless woman.
Now I just noticed that.
Yeah, functional guitar. Definitely an attractive girl there. Now my days are growing
cold. Oh, and it's like the Boston Museum of Science electron ball.
I swear
ball.
To God, I just watched this video and didn't see the girl or the crystal ball. I have no idea what's going on right now. Yeah, this is for real.
Oh!
What?
So, this came out right after like the Michael Jackson video, right? So they're doing all that morphing.
Black and white.
Probably, yeah.
So his guitar morphs into his crazy ass guitar morphs into a normal guitar.
I still like this song. Did I give it a 4? Well, now it's a 4.5.
Oops. Let's see. It's a 4.5 because of the video. Yeah, you gave it a 4.5.
Did I?
Yeah.
A 4.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this song. I think it's like, you know. I mean, the video is cheesy. Let's, you know. Of course it is, though.
I mean, yeah, it would have had to be at this time. Oh, he's playing those other weird strings.
Just the fact that there's like a girl being sexy in the video is like cheesiest thing I've ever seen.
She's like a Whoa, weird.
Never mind.
She's a caterpillar.
This is the cheesiest thing I've ever seen.
She's a caterpillar now. Oh, she's look. She's transformed into a beautiful butterfly.
Oh,
I can't believe I was just saying.
Oh, that just.
Wow.
That just gave me bad flashbacks of that movie Human Centipede.
Yeah. Dude, it looked like that bad.
Oh.
That riff though, what a great hook.
And of course Coverdale's got to get that mic stand out, start twirling it around at least once.
Sure. And apparently Jimmy Page needs to be elevated.
Jimmy Page doesn't have a plug on his guitar, but Coverdale's got a mic stand. Now they've got a moon base. They're like on a moon base. This looks like the Hangar 18 video now.
This might have been the setting for the back cover of the CD. It's the moon base.
There you go.
This is a moon base.
Moon base with a beautiful butterfly.
This video. This is not what I expected.
Didn't you say you just watched it?
I did. And I did not watch it all the way through, apparently, because I did not see the moon base.
There's lots of surprises. Oh, he's got the crazy-ass guitar back.
It's something else.
Oh, the guitar morphed into a shirtless. How many items have morphed into a shirtless woman so far? Whoa!
What?
It's a gecko now.
I think that was an iguana.
Why did she turn into an iguana? Well, so why did she turn into a reptile?
She's breathing fire.
I definitely didn't watch this whole video. Holy hell. This is something.
Yeah, I think I might have bought out by this point.
I feel like they could have done without that.
I mean,
and just kept it a performance video. Like, why do you need like the morphing woman?
You don't.
The morphing woman does not add a lot.
Yeah, but even back then, why did you need the morphing woman?
Oh, the falling chandelier, classic.
I feel this is even like pretty cheesy for back then, but I don't know, man.
I mean, I feel like this would have been
the fire breathing iguana. Really? That bass?
I feel like this would have been a good performance video if they didn't have all that extra crap in it.
The video for Pride and Joy is a lot less embarrassing than this, I guess I should say. This video is all cheese. A girl writhing around like a reptile.
I mean, Coverdale was probably like, hey, my wife did it a few years ago on a couple of cars, so let's do it again, but with another woman on a table.
Yeah, I mean.
And she turns into a bunch of weird shit.
True.
Remember when Tawny Katane was on the roof of that car? Now imagine if she had morphed into an iguana.
Yeah.
It was a real missed opportunity there.
This is a real like bad spot in like music video production. I mean, like just shortly after that, you had stuff like Tool and Nine Inch Nails making these really cool artsy videos. And before this, it was just performance videos with hair bands.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like this like really sad middle spot where like they were trying out new tricks of, you know, special effects tricks that were clearly not working.
Yeah, it was a little bit better done.
Sorry, Jimmy.
In the Michael Jackson video. But
oh,
you just be like, hey, you see that candle? How about if we turn it into a broad? You know?
See what if it iguana? Turns into a broad? Turn that iguana into a broad.
Let's turn that iguana into a broad.
Turn that broad into an iguana.
Yeah, because they saw the
even better.
Well, the first cut was probably the video that you guys wanted, which was just a straight performance video. And they're like, how come there's no broads in this video?
Yeah, because
how come there's no broads or iguanas?
And have you seen that?
I need amphibians.
You know that kid from the Jackson 5? Have you seen his latest video? They got those things changing into different things. We got to do that.
We could change broads into iguanas.
And iguanas back into broads.
It's perfect. You're going to be a star kid.
Because apparently, for no reason, like the mafia was directing this video and financing it, according to us, for no apparent reason.
Well, it's where we come from. All right, let's check out this Jimmy Page and Robert Plant here.
All right, so now this is actually a performance video, right? Like,
this is just listen to this shit. I don't see the video, Nate. Oh, there it is. It's choppy. There we go.
Wow.
I'm enjoying it. And Robert Plant looks like he's been, like, exercising. Looks good.
Yeah.
Same. Jason Lee, rest in peace.
Who is it?
My drummer.
Who is it on drums?
His name's Jason Lee. Oh, Michael Lee. I'm sorry. Jason Lee. Michael Lee.
There we go. I couldn't hear you guys.
Yeah, sorry. I had to crank it up for the video.
Feels like a Zeppelin song.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, I can picture somebody that doesn't know the band that well. What Zeppelin song is this?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Hey, what Greta Van Fleet song is this? You know, because they sound like Zeppelin, you know?
I still don't think I've ever heard Greta Van Fleet. All I've heard about them is that they sound like Zeppelin.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're fine. Whatever.
I just hear people get bent out of shape that they sound like Zeppelin.
They get bent out of shape about Greta Van Fleet, but it's like, yeah. Were you alive in the freaking 80s when every band tried to sound like that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, also, if they didn't sound like Zeppelin, they'd get all bent out of shape that they were doing something new, or if they did something else, they wouldn't like them.
The problem with Greta Van Fleet is that one of the guys in the band said that they weren't influenced by Led Zeppelin. And that was, like, ridiculous. So.
Yes. Like, Yngwie Malmsteen, you're like, I'm not influenced by Richie Blackmore. He had no effect on my playing.
Yeah.
It's like,
and John Bonham saying he wasn't influenced by, like, Buddy Rich. It's like, sorry about that.
It's like we can listen to you, and we can also look at interviews with you where you clearly said you were influenced by them.
Sure.
So was this, when was this, like 94 you said, or 95?
95, they toured in 95 at least. That's when I saw them in 95. And they did a bunch of Zeppelin songs, obviously, and they did this song, apparently.
I mean, we were talking about blouses earlier. I mean, check out Jimmy Page's blouse here. That's
something else.
Beautiful.
He looks, to me, not healthy and quite pale. But that's why you wear that kind of a blouse, I guess.
Man, anyone would look pale with a bright red blouse on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they give him a whole, like, guitar solo on this. I didn't watch the entirety of this video, Nate, so you don't have to play the whole thing. But apparently he gets the theremin solo going.
Oh, he's doing a theremin?
Like, you know,
okay,
very Zeppelin style, so.
vaguely remember this kind of thing from when I saw them live, but.
Hey, you know what would be great here instead of a harmonica solo? A theremin.
Actually, it's pretty cool. The most atonal, annoying instrument, electronic instrument. Please, bring that. Yes, let's do that.
Hey, if you think about it, it's actually pretty kind of cool. Kind of pretty cool because you look at that and it's...
I mean, you wouldn't know that he wasn't just...
some kind of unusual stuff.
Yeah, if you were just listening to it, you'd think maybe he was just feeding back on the guitar.
Yeah. It's actually the way it's filmed. They have some cool video effects going on that it's making me way more into it.
Really trippy.
Definitely a little song remains the same action happening here. That like weird stuttery video effect. Or Tesla, Edison's medicine, Nate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it sounds like Tommy Bolin.
Oh, yeah. He's Echoplex.
Check out that drummer. What is he, like 19?
Looks so young, right? He died like 10 years ago. He died young.
He is.
He was so young in this. I don't know. He toured with Robert Plant and played on a few of his solo albums in the 90s. Great drummer. Robert Plant looks so freaking young here compared to the way he looks now.
Yeah, it was 25 years ago.
He looks better than he did in the early 80s.
Oh,
yeah. Ah, that's different.
Oh, look at that.
Whoa.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty impressive rendition. I don't know. I like hearing Plant sing it. It's cool. It just sounds like a Zeppelin song, so.
Definitely was a different spin on it.
Like I said, man, that's what I was just craving more Zeppelin content. So it was like, Milwaukee. It was just cool to hear that. More Zeppelin content, whatever it was.
Huh. It wasn't crazy like out there, though. It sounded pretty... No. Pretty similar, other than like the theremin stuff, but
right.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. I mean, it was imagine seeing that like 20 something odd years after original Led Zeppelin, and you still get to see those two guys. It looked like it was still a great show.
Yeah. Yeah, from what I remember, that was a cool show. I mean, it was like, I had no reference point.
Where did you see him?
Opportunity to see Zeppelin live. I think it was 95 when I saw that tour come through Boston. So
it was Boston. It's
cool to see it. And it's like, I wasn't, you know, I was young. I wasn't like drunk or anything like that, but it's still such a faded memory for me, that show, which sucks, but whatever. You know? Yeah. I've seen a lot of Robert Plant solo stuff since then. And he puts on a consistently great show and plays and reinterprets Led Zeppelin songs in a cool way. You know, all of his solo stuff I love. So I've gotten that. That's filled the void for me. You know.
Well, you can relive it on YouTube now.
Yous can relive it on YouTube. All
yous.
All yous in Cranston. All yous in East Providence. You can all relive it.
All yous in the bucket.
In the bucket. Oh, you was in Woodyville? You ever been there? New York lunch?
I've heard of it.
Thank you for listening to the Deep Purple Podcast. If you like what you hear and would like more episodes in the future, please donate on Patreon to support the show. You can also give us a rating on iTunes to help new people discover the show. You can follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for show updates. See deeppurplepodcast.com for more details. Thank you for listening.
Wait till you see this. Look at that thing.
That guitar that Paige has.
That's extra.
Christ. I meant to bring that up during the pod, dude. I'm sorry.
It's extra as hell.